Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior's with you. The Root's on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist coming to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war. A very special edition of the Wayne Allen Root Show today. President Donald Trump sat down with me for an interview moments ago. We just ended the interview moments ago, and I've got it for you right here. We went through a ton of topics. Lots of ground covered, the rigged and stolen election, the Arizona audit, my belief in how the election was stolen, my own personal belief as a professional Vegas odds maker, the Biden disastrous first 4 months, the border, the disastrous border and what's coming through that border, China, COVID, solutions for how we win again in 2024, and the witch hunt against Trump right now. And then my idea, I think a brilliant idea for what Trump could do in 2022 to change the face of the Biden presidency, a great idea that Trump loved. Wait till you hear it. Trump loved my idea. So without further ado, President Trump.
Very good, Wayne. Thank you very much. Boy, what an introduction. I appreciate it. That's really nice. Thank you.
It's been a while. Last time I saw you was at Mar-a-Lago about 2 years ago with our dear friend Lee Lipton. And that was... wonderful time I had with you. Some thank yous in order. I want to let you know that my audience is just in love with you. They think you are the greatest. They would do anything for you. I think you know 74 million people would run through a wall for you tomorrow if you asked them. So I just want you to know that we appreciate everything that you did as President of the United States, and you got to know that.
Well, I do, and I appreciate it, and your words I appreciate. And if you think about it, we got 63 and then we got almost 75 million votes. We got 12 million votes more. Somebody was saying, what was the difference between 2016 and 2020? I said, well, we did much better in 2020. We got 12 million votes more. We won that election, and it was a very, very sad day, I think, for this country. Very, very sad. And now you look at what's happening. But there are a lot of things going on about the election. You see that yourself.
Well, you know, since the election in November, you know, I do radio, national radio on this show 5 days a week. It's been X amount of months. I did the math. 420 hours I've been on the air since the election. And I got to tell you, President Trump, 420 hours, I would say I've spent almost all of them explaining how I believe the election was rigged and stolen. And I know you believe the same thing. Everything, every factor on earth indicates that you won that election, and yet liberals refuse to believe. And you know what's the best sign? How angry they are when you bring up that you think the election's stolen. You're not allowed to talk about it. What do you think when you hear people say, oh, that was fair and square, Biden got 81 million votes, the most in history? What's your reaction?
Well, every single indicator, we won every state house. You know, they like to say, well, the people were more popular. Nobody even knew who the people were. Those people that got into the state houses say they won because of me. And we held Congress. You know what we did in Congress? We picked up 16 seats. They were supposed to lose 25 seats. They won 16. And the reason they won is that I made 56 town hall calls with thousands of people on those calls. Every single call won. Think of that. Every single call I made won. But we had the biggest vote. We had the biggest vote by far of any president, sitting president, not even close. And, you know, does anybody really believe that Biden got 80 million votes? And then you look at the swing states and you see that they had more votes than they had voters in some of the states. You know, we had states where you had more votes. Think of it. You have more votes than you had voters. So people went in to vote, you end up with more votes. And there are just horrible examples. And I could go on and on. If you win, you know the story, if you win Florida and Ohio, but especially if you win Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, and I won in landslides, if you win those states, you never lose. There's never been a president that lost. Well, I won them, and I won a lot more. When you win Alabama by the record, the highest vote ever, you don't lose Georgia. When you win South Carolina by you don't lose Georgia. You know, we could go on and on. And you now look at what's happening with Arizona. And I will say this, Wayne, the Arizona Republican senators are patriots. Karen Fan and
yes, they are.
All of them. They're patriots, what they're doing out there. I'm not involved in that. That's not my deal. They knew something was wrong. They knew I won the state big, and they said, how did he lose the state? And there's another thing where they held the House, they won this, they held everything. They won in big numbers, and they attribute that to me. And they said, well, how come we won? Nobody knew who many of them were, and they came to vote for Trump, and because of that, they won, and they said something's wrong here. And they're going through a forensic audit, and you know, I really look forward to the results. But also, if you look at New Hampshire, if you look at now what's happening in Georgia, it's really an amazing thing that's going on.
Let me tell you about Nevada. You wouldn't know this, but I on my radio show, you know, which is a national show, but we're the big dominant show in the afternoon drive in Las Vegas. And I said on the air, let's do a Trump parade. And 10,000 people showed up, thousands of cars, 10,000 people. I did that three times before the election, and between 5,000 and 10,000 people showed up. Then Joe Biden himself showed up in Las Vegas, and there were eight people.
No,
then he had a car parade.
They can't fill the circle.
No, it's unbelievable.
It was a disgraceful thing. Third world country. You look at the ballots, the millions and millions of ballots where they sent them all over the place. And, you know, many people got 3-4 ballots. I heard one person got 7. The whole thing, it was such a disgrace, such an embarrassment to our country. And look what's happened to our country. The borders are poor. We have people pouring in from their prisons. They're letting their prisoners out. You know, I don't know if you know, they have drug dealers, murderers. They're all pouring into our country. They come in the caravans and nobody notices them. They come in big numbers. So and by the way, how smart are they? They let their they don't want them, so they let MS-13 gang members that we brought out. They're now coming. You know, we brought in thousands and thousands of MS-13 gang members. We brought them back. Then they end the stay in Mexico policy. So now it's called stay in the United States. It's just outrageous. And they could have finished the wall in 1 month. But they said, first day, we're going to stop building the wall. And now the contractors are going to have a field day.
Well, look, you talk about the border, but you've got incredible, massive crime waves in every major city in this country.
Yep.
You've got Black Lives Matter that's itching to burn down and riot and loot and all the other horrible things that go with it. And you've got Jews being beaten up in the streets of Los Angeles and New York by Palestinians.
Yeah.
And you've got missile attacks in Israel all after Trump is gone.
Yep.
You think this is a coincidence?
It didn't happen when I was there. They wouldn't be sending thousands of rockets over Israel, missiles over Israel. That never happened. Look at China with Taiwan. China's sending bombers over Taiwan. They never did that.
Right.
They respected us. And look at Russia circling Ukraine. All of these things that are happening now, nobody's seen things like this happen. And it should have never happened. And there are many, many others. You look at what Europe's doing to us on trade. You know, I had them in a position where we were all set to go. You know, we really built the economy. You were nice to mention the economy for the first 3 years, but we came up with a vaccine which was so big in less than 9 months, which, as you know, Fauci was saying would take 3 to 5 years, and you probably couldn't get it. And we did it in less than 9 months. But we built the economy twice. We built it before the pandemic, and then we built an economy where the stock market was actually higher after the pandemic, and the economy, well, I can't talk about the economy now because what they're doing is they want to raise taxes.
Tragic.
They want to put regulations back on. And if you look at the cost of lumber and the cost of gasoline and the cost of everything, it's gone through the roof. I don't know. It's very sad. Very sad. We had this thing like a fine-tuned anything you want to say that's truly fine-tuned. This economy was rocking, and I think you're going to have massive inflation right now, and if you do, I've seen what that can do. That will be a disaster for our country.
Well, you know, I'm a small businessman. I run multiple businesses. I know lots of small businessmen and women. I have lots of listeners on my show who are small business owners. Every one of them loved you. Every one of them had a fantastic 4 years. And every one of them is scared to death now. Not only that, taxes, regulations, the border, everything you name, oil prices, but they're also scared to death that, you know, President Biden could wind up locking down the economy again for something stupid. We didn't need to lock down the economy on a daily basis for months. What if it happens again? We need you back.
We did it just
Everybody
right.
wants you back.
Yeah, we did it just right. Don't forget, we closed to China. Now everyone was saying that was a great move. But when I did it, everybody, Fauci, everybody, they didn't want to close it. I closed it at the end of January. That was very early. It was months before everybody agreed that was a great move. And then I closed it to Europe, too. And we would have been really in bit. You know, they were talking about 2.2 million people they thought were going to die. And, you know, it's a horrible thing, and China has to pay for it. And these guys are, the way they talk to China, China's not going to be paying for anything.
Well, you
saw
today.
It's a terrible thing.
I said
Wuhan, and I said it came out of the labs, and now they're all,
right.
And they said, because I said it, we're not going to go with that. Now they're all going with it, and they're trying to forget about it, but they're all going with it. Now they're saying it came. Of course it came out of the labs.
Of course it came out of the labs. And, by the way, you must understand, after it came out of the lab, China saw people dying. They kept it quiet, and then they let their people board airplanes all over the world, including America, before you had a chance to close the airport. So where do you think it all came from? It was at that point. At that point, it became a purposeful attack on the Western world. So it wasn't just China's economy that was hurt. They figured they hurt everyone's economy.
All right, a three-part interview with President Trump. Had it moments ago. We sat down together for quite a while and ended moments ago. And I'm playing it here on the show. Three parts coming up. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, part two of my interview today, one-on-one exclusive interview with the former President of the United States, I believe, really the real President of the United States right now, the rightful President of the United States, best president of my lifetime, better than my hero Reagan even, arguably the greatest economic president in history, the warrior for the great American middle class, the 45th president of the United States. More with President Donald J. Trump right now. Here's my question for you. Look, we know the election was stolen. We know it was rigged. We know it was stolen. You and I are of the same mind. How do you stop the next election from being stolen? And the one after that and the one after that? What are we doing to prevent?
It's the biggest question that I have, and what is happening is states, because you need strength in a Mitch McConnell. You need to have stronger people. You need to have people. You need to have people that know what the hell they're doing, because they're getting taken to the cleaners.
Right.
You have to have strength. What's happening is a lot of the states, because they're seeing what's going on in Arizona and Georgia, they're seeing what's going on, frankly, in New Hampshire, which nobody even knew about. And 2 weeks ago, nobody even knew about New Hampshire. They were doing an audit.
Right.
Nobody knew about it. And the people up there, the MAGA people, if you want to call them that, the Trump people, your people, they're going wild up there, because their findings were horrible. They changed. It was in one county, and hundreds of votes were changed, which is a percentage that's massive, because, it was a very tight. It was a tight race up there. So they changed that. So the people are very angry. Now they want to do the whole state, because you'll see that one flips. They're all going to flip. I mean, every one of them.
But what's the solution so it doesn't happen?
I think the state government. Well, first of all, you can't let this federal legislation that the Democrats are putting forward pass, number one.
Of course,
okay?
That's it.
Because that would overrule what the state's doing. But if you look at what Texas has done, what Florida has done, and what many states, they have 41 states where they're run by Republicans, or essentially run by Republicans, they're putting in legislation that's going to be very, very strong. Stronger, frankly, than the federal government's going to be able to do, because of leadership. They're putting in legislation that's very, very strong. But you can't let it get overridden by Pelosi and Schumer.
Right. Well, right, so
which is what they want to try and do. And if they do that, and I think that, you know, frankly, I think there's going to be a big problem because when people find out that all of these states are going to flip, does that mean you go 3.5 years with somebody that's destroying our country?
Well, that's the question. What happens when you find out that it was rigged and
well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, you know, it's all I do is I sit back and watch, and other states now are doing the audits. And that includes, you know, states that I won. We don't view them too much. But I won Ohio by a lot, but they say I actually won it by much more. And Florida, too. You know, I won Florida by a record amount.
Yes,
but
you did.
A lot, people said I won it by a lot more than that. You saw all the money they put into Florida. I still won it by a record amount. But a lot of people say that I won it by more. Many states that we won, they say we won it by a lot more. Pennsylvania, we were up 900,000 votes in Pennsylvania. All of a sudden, it was lost.
Well,
Philadelphia. Check out Philadelphia. Check out what happened there with the vote watches, where they were thrown out physically, thrown out of the building for days.
You were ahead literally by hundreds of thousands of votes in Pennsylvania,
right.
Insurmountable, and the attorney general announced at that moment, oh, we've got him. We know we're going to win Pennsylvania, the Democrat attorney general. That alone told me that it was rigged. How did he know? No matter what you were ahead by, he was going to come up with more mail-in
ballots. Because he knew what the count was.
Right.
They also stopped voting, many of the states, late, they counting votes, late in the evening, and then you saw these massive ballot drops. It is so corrupt. There's never been anything like it.
Right.
Everybody knows it. And the only difference between me and others is I say it. You know, Romney just raises his hand. I'd like to congratulate Obama. But, you know, that's not the way. This was run like this was a third world election. Worse.
Yes,
you want to know
worse.
The truth.
Banana Republic.
It was worse.
All right, that was part two of my sit-down interview with President Trump today, one-on-one with the former president of the United States, the man I believe is now the rightful President of the United States. But the real revelation is coming up in segment number three, coming up next, where I had a chance to ask him about running for a House seat in Florida and becoming Speaker of the House and becoming the thorn in the side for the Biden administration. That's coming up next, so stay tuned. Wayne Allyn on USA Radio Network. I also want to remind you that this entire interview is brought to you by my good friends at VRAinsider.com. You know the great Kip Herridge. He's on the show all the time. As the economic guru of the show, his ideas are amazing. He's like the Nostradamus of Wall Street. His newsletter I read every morning. You should be reading it every morning. It's called VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. It's his global investment and economic newsletter. And his VRA investment system unlike anything you've ever seen. His record is amazing. He has more than 2,600% in net gains over the last 7 years, and you can get it free right now at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com, 2 weeks free from Kip Herridge. Check it out. Right back to the present.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 8 people are dead after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirming the shooter is also dead. The shooting taking place at a city transportation light rail yard this morning. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom saying enough is enough.
When are we going to come to grips with this? When are we going to put down our arms, literally and figuratively, our politics, stale rhetoric, finger-pointing, all a hand-wringing consternation that produces nothing except more fury and frustration, more scenes like this repeated over and over and over again. I say that not as a governor. I just say that as a father of four.
President Biden has asked the United States intelligence community to report to him within 90 days on questions surrounding the origins of COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this segment of the show, hour number one through... We're in about 50 cities all over these great United States. I kind of have to check in on the time everywhere in the country, time zones everywhere in the country. We continue with part three of my interview with President Trump. I do want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty CBD. I work out hard every day. I turned 60 this summer. I can't even believe that. And working out causes serious aches and pains for 20-year-olds, let alone 60-year-olds. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion, a former Washington Redskins and Oakland Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. It would help heal my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and American made. And for my listeners only, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Sons of Liberty CBD.com and just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. All right, we continue with part three of my one-on-one interview with the President of the United States, the 45th president, best president of my lifetime, arguably the greatest economic president in modern history, maybe in history, period. A great warrior for the great American middle class, the 45th president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. Let me tell you my perspective, because I don't think you know this about me, President Trump. Before I ever got into politics and conservative talk radio, I was one of the top sports gamblers and odds makers in Las Vegas and in America. And so I'm a lifelong sports bettor. And so I was making a big bet on you on election night. I'll bet you anything, you don't know this. On election night, I was watching intently for hours what bettors all over the world were saying and betting on you with their own money. And they're always notoriously right when they're watching the returns come in.
Yep.
Right? And you were ahead. First of all, you started the night as a slight underdog, which I thought was ridiculous. That's why I bet on you. Then you became a 2-to-1 favorite when they saw the returns coming in.
Right.
Then you were 3-to-1, 4-to-1, 5-to-1, 6-to-1, 7-to-1, 8-to-1 landslide favorite at 1 in the morning on the East Coast. Bettors all over the world had realized when they watched the votes coming in that you were winning in a landslide, and it was over. And at that moment, at 1 in the morning, East Coast time, 5 states together announced they were going to stop the count. And the next morning, you suddenly had lost. It was the most obvious fix I've ever
rigged,
seen in my life.
It was a rigged election.
Yes.
And I saw that. In fact, other bettors, and they are good. You know, that's what they do. They started screaming, this election is rigged, because there was no way I could have lost the election. And they started saying, get out, this election is rigged. You heard that. I mean, many people were saying that. I found it hard to believe because, you know, being somewhat innocent, you and I, we assume that we have an election. You know, we put on a great campaign. I did 56 rallies. Everyone had 25, 30,000, probably averaged, I think, 30,000, 31,000 people around.
Amazing.
And in some cases, they were on one day's notice. Like when we went to Nevada, that was a one-day notice thing. We had 45,000 people out in the field.
Unreal.
And then we did with a great guy, you know, Don and the group over in
Don Ahern's a good friend of mine. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's great. They gave us his plant. That place, they had thousands of people, 10,000 people in the street outside the plant. You couldn't get in. Okay. So we won Nevada by, in our opinion, 250,000 votes. And you saw that. You saw the case. But the judges don't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. Because it's all, I tell you, the whole system is bacock. It's a bad system. They didn't want to hear it.
Let me ask you a question here. It's very important I get this out, because why didn't you use executive order to demand an end to ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and voter ID on federal elections? Why didn't you try that? I kept thinking if you would do that, you
would
have a chance.
Well, you know what? It's a very interesting point. I don't know that it would have held up, but if in retrospect, who would have thought it could have been this crooked? Now, I predicted when they were doing, you know, they used COVID in order to cheat. Okay, that's number one. And nobody cheated like they did. And they did it by sending out, you know, millions and millions of ballots. And, you know, what happened to the ballots? Who the hell knows what happened to the ballots? But if you remember when I heard about this, 9 months earlier, I said, this election is going to be a disaster. This is going to be the most corrupt. And the reason I said it is you look at local elections that were taking place in Pennsylvania, New York,
right.
Small elections with ballots. They didn't even know who won. Nobody ever, they were missing ballots. I said, you mean you're going to do hundreds of millions? You're going to do tremendous, you know, 80 million, 160 million, 80 and 80. You're going to do 160 million? It's another interesting fact, by the way. If I got 75 million, he couldn't have gotten 81 million because of the number of voters. I don't know if you ever heard that stat.
Right.
But he couldn't have gotten 81 million of the number of voters.
He got it because combined the disaster of mail-in voting with no voter ID, and they could fake as many ballots as they wanted. Hey, last thing, and then I'll let you run. Last thing.
Go ahead.
I've got a strategy for you, okay? And I think it's a smart strategy. I want to get your reaction. Why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, and I'm hoping you run in 2024, but why not run in 2022 for the United States Congress, a House seat in Florida, win big, lead us to a dramatic landslide victory, taking the House by 50 seats, and then you become the Speaker of the House, lead the impeachment of Biden, and start criminal investigations against Biden. You'll wipe him out for his last 2 years,
so,
and then you'll be president. Do it!
You know, it's very interesting. That's so interesting.
You'll be a folk hero.
People have said, run for the Senate. Okay, run for the Senate. But you know what? Your idea might be better. It's very interesting. Well, that's why you are you.
I'm telling you, speak it out.
That's very funny.
Perfect
that's
for
very
you.
Funny.
You'll open up criminal investigations against Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. It'll be the most fantastic thing any one of us
well,
has ever
seen. Well, it is a shame what's going on and how they use the prosecutors. You know, they've really politicized prosecutions now.
Of course.
It is a disgrace. What's happening in this country is a disgrace.
It's a
and
witch
I think the people
it's
are seeing
now
it.
In New York. You know, right
say
now in
what?
New York. Right now in New York, they're doing it to you. It's a witch hunt. I'm from New York. You're from New York. I'm ashamed to be from
New York. It's a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country.
Right.
It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And the people know it. And I don't think they're going to take it. I'll tell you what. People are so tired of it. And people are angry. People are so angry. You know it better than anybody by your show. But people, you go outside. And there are Trump signs all over people's lawn. They never took them down because they know the election was a rigged election. They never took them down. So really, it's a disgrace. It's such an embarrassment and a disgrace to our country. Let's see how it turns out.
Rigged election, witch hunt, censorship on social media, lies in the media, distortions in the media, COVID. You battled everything, and I still believe to this day, I love Reagan. I believe you're the best president of my lifetime and the best conservative president ever. Love you. God bless you. You are the one.
Thank you, Wayne. You're a special guy and a great friend. Thank you very much. I'll see you soon.
All right. President Trump, three parts to my one-on-one interview today. Just ended moments before the show began. And Andrew Paul, the executive producer, did a bang-up job of getting it all edited and ready to go for the show. I don't know if anybody realizes why it couldn't be done live, because the President of the United States wanted to sit down for about 30 minutes, and he wouldn't wait for ads. Get it? He's the former President of the United States, and they don't sit through ad breaks. They don't do that. They want to sit down and do a straight-through interview. So you got to get it done before the show begins, and then Andrew Paul, my executive producer, actually sat and edited it for a few minutes and on the fly and made sure it was divided into three segments, made sure I had enough time to introduce each segment and then enough time to kind of end each segment and let you know what I was seeing, what was happening, what would be coming up next. And he did a great job. So thank you, Andrew Paul. Thank you, Chris O'Sullivan, who also participated in the editing process and was in my ear throughout this interview. Thank you, Petar Lacik, who videoed the entire interview and will have it up in the next few days. All over the internet, all over online conservative websites. My interview will be on video. And we covered a lot of ground, a lot of topics. You know, the Arizona audit and the rigged election and my belief in how the election was stolen from the standpoint of a Vegas odds maker. The Biden disastrous first 4 months. The border, the disastrous border, China and COVID. I asked Trump for, you know, what's the solution? And, of course, his answer is it's got to be done on a state-by-state basis. I even asked him a tough question. Why didn't you get voter ID done? Why didn't you ban ballot harvesting? I never got an answer to that, by the way. How do we win in 2024? We talked about the witch hunt. And then finally, my grand idea that he should run for the U.S. House, run for an easy Florida House seat, and win by a landslide, and you will be the Speaker of the House. When Republicans retake the House, which they will, especially with Trump running and leading the team, we win the House by, you know, 40 votes, by 50 votes. It's one of those landslides the GOP had during the Obama years. You know, we just will win by a landslide. Everyone's sick and tired of the rigged election. They're sick and tired of the censorship. They're sick and tired of the lies. They're sick and tired of BLM. They're sick and tired of Antifa. They're sick and tired of massive crime in cities throughout the United States. They're sick and tired of the way Israel's been treated. So I have no doubt with Trump leading the way in 2022, not 2024, as a House candidate, he wins, he leads us to a giant victory, he becomes Speaker of the entire House, and from that point he leads criminal investigations against Biden, leads the impeachment of Biden, that leads right into 2024, and he wins the presidency in an easy romp. My idea that I had months ago, and I wrote about it months ago, before anybody else talked about it, I finally had a chance to present it to the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, the former president, and I believe rightful president right now, could not have done the interview without VRA and Kip Herridge. They were the sponsor of this interview, sponsor of the video that will be out in the next few days, VRA, Global Investment and Economic Newsletter. They have more than a 2,600% in net gains over the last 7 years. Unbelievable. VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free right now at VRAinsider.com. Thank you, VRA. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just off my one-on-one interview with the President of the United States, President Donald Trump. He was our president for 4 years. I believe he's still our president. I will never accept Joe Biden as the President of the United States. Never. I think he's a joke. I think from the response you've just given me, in the last few minutes, so many people just email me, and my good friends, fans email me, but great friends texted me, and everybody loved the interview, but they all liked the very end of the interview the best, which is when I asked him a really kind of groundbreaking question, which is, would you be interested in running for United States House in 2022 instead of waiting for 2024? I don't know that we can wait for 2024, by the way. I don't know if we can wait for 2022, by the way, at the speed of which Biden is destroying the country. But at least in 2024, you know, he's got 4 years to cause havoc. In 2022, he's only got another year and a half or less. And from that point on, President Trump could be the Speaker of the House and you know, help lead a resounding Republican victory in the House and the Senate. And from that point on, be Speaker of the House and lead criminal investigations against Biden and ruin Biden's entire presidency. And stall Biden's entire presidency and stop every single thing you'd want to do from that point forward. And criminal investigations against Biden, the Biden family, and, of course, Hunter Biden. And just stop the Biden agenda completely, cold in its tracks, dead in its tracks. And he was shocked. He'd never heard that idea before. I wrote it in the commentary, and I thought he might have seen it or read it, because he reads a lot of the stuff that I write. A lot of it's handed to him by my great friend Lee, but evidently he had never seen that one and didn't, really was hit kind of out of left field by it. He just was shocked, it sounded like to me, and was pleasantly surprised. He liked the idea. You'd only hope he'd actually take it and run with it, you know? He said people have been suggesting he run for U.S. Senate. No. Better idea to run for a House seat and then become Speaker of the House. Much better idea. I'll get to a couple things I have to say in a minute. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Asset Strategies. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by double talk coming from Jerome Powell or Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices are up dramatically. You want a new home? On average, it'll cost $35,000 more than a year ago because of soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living.
commodities prices have been soaring for about a year. And don't forget food prices through the roof at the grocery store. And your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. With what's coming, everybody knows it. Every expert on Wall Street, every hedge funder, every head of Goldman, J.P. Morgan, every one of them, whatever they tell you publicly, don't worry about it. Privately, I get the inside scoop, but everybody's saying a massive wave of inflation is on the way, and you're going to need gold and silver. And central banks, I'm sure, are buying gold and silver right now by the ton because they understand what's coming. Biden has broken the bank. Biden has, kind of knocked the whole thing out of whack like no one's ever believed in the history of the world. The spending is insane. I love what people say, oh, Trump spent too much. This is like saying that Bush spent too much. He did. George W. Bush spent too much, and then along came Obama, and he made Bush look like the cheapest man that ever lived. And Trump, yeah, under Trump we spent too much. Of course, it all had to do with COVID. Even I recommended in early March of 2020 that Trump would have to do a Marshall Plan for the nation to keep every small business alive and every restaurant alive and all the people alive, the consumers, to spend money in those restaurants. So even I wanted him to spend dramatic money because it was the only way to save America if you're going to lock it down. I never agreed with lockdown, but if you're going to lock it down, then you've got to do a Marshall Plan. He did. And he saved small business, and he saved a lot of restaurants and a lot of other businesses in red states like in Texas and Florida. I don't know about blue states. I think most places went out of business in blue states. Disaster. But the inflation is coming. Anybody can see what's happening. It's a disaster. The spending by Biden makes Trump look like a piker. You're going to laugh at the 4 years of Trump with COVID and with the Marshall Plan that he put in effect. With the speed to get everybody vaccines, with the speed to get everybody the PPE, the supplies, the masks and ventilators, and then with the attempt to get everybody the PPP, which I think is the term for the small business loans from the SBA. Trump spent all the money in the world to save America, and it worked because the economy rebounded incredibly, dramatically. And now you've got Biden, and this man's going to spend us into bankruptcy squared. It's very, very sad. But it's amazing that they announced today they're convening a grand jury in New York to indict Trump, when at the same time there's a new report out, then VP Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's foreign business associates, and here's the picture. I'm looking at the picture of Joe Biden meeting with Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's friends, who are all looking for, major graft, major handouts, major bribes, major foreign aid, major funding from America, major loans from America, and a piece of all of it, went to Biden, and of course, he probably handed it to the Capo di Tutto, Obama. I'm sure Obama got a taste, as the mafia leader always gets. He has to get a piece of every deal. I'm sure Hillary got a piece of every deal. I'm sure that John Kerry gets a piece of the Iran treaty, giving away billions and billions of dollars in cash, in unmarked planes to the Iranians. I'm sure a percent of every dollar goes to the Kerry crime family. These people are such criminals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.